All right, welcome everybody. I have another developing topic that I'm going to still allow to percolate a little longer. We'll do that one next week, and I don't really have as much time tonight because we are testing for meditation, and I don't want that to start too late. So I went from considering just opening the floor to questions to now, also knowing we have new people here, we're going to go into how to meditate, and I'm going to teach really the steps that you need to know that will help you as a beginner, brand new, if you wanted to meditate. And my favorite way to present this material comes from Dr. Herbert Benson, because it's very nice step by step, four steps, actually five it became later, from a book he wrote, old book, The Relaxation Response. If you ever want to read that book, it's very good, completely consistent with our system and how we learn. And he studied meditation systems all over the world and found these consistencies. So it's true. It was definitely consistent with ours, and it's one of the best ways I know to present it. The first thing you have to do if you want to meditate, really helps, especially when you're a beginner, is to find a quiet place, quiet environment. I like to recommend out in nature. Someplace peaceful, someplace that's going to be consistent with what you're trying to do, which is quiet the mind. If you're sitting in the middle of a mall or Grand Central Station, besides safety issues, it's not going to be easy to quiet your mind. So what's going on around you greatly affects when you're a beginner. If you're practicing for many years and you still have that problem, we got to talk, because you need to make progress. You should make progress. You're not supposed to stay a beginner in meditation, but for the beginner, the quiet environment is essential. Number two, this one I'm going to show a little bit, but this is comfort. This is the posture. This is the position you take. This is probably the number one thing people struggle with after the mind, meaning taking a position and not moving. And usually you get different things cramping up on you, going numb, tingling, you think you're going to hurt yourself. Not to mention itches, but that's not so much position, that's more of the mental stuff, but I'll get into that as well. But your position, so I want to show this. In our system, we'll teach this way. In a chair, especially for Americans, because we're used to chairs. If you've ever been to a Japanese restaurant and they have you sitting with no chair, basically on the floor, most Americans are extremely uncomfortable having their meal that way. Trying to be comfortable eating, right? We're not used to that. Our bodies aren't used to that. Chair is very comfortable. Then the hands. Palms down. For a reason. This is a very practical and down-to-earth system. The knees are one of the weakest joints in the body. We are practicing martial arts. We want to keep healthy legs. We're human, so we want to keep healthy legs as well. How does this affect healthy legs? Because when you really calm down, there are four gates. There's more, but there's four main gates in the palms and in the feet. By placing the palms on the knees, you'll naturally develop or generate heat for that joint. You're going to help the energy come back into your body. You're going to be more grounded meditating this way. That's why I say it's a very practical and grounded system. Very straight posture. You have two bones you sit on, and you align yourself as if to hold up the sky The nose is directly over the navel. If you hung a string, it would be right there in front of it. This does not have to be up. In fact, it needs to settle because this is a lot of tension. Some teach this way. We don't. Align and settle. Palms on the knees, and you maintain that. The body, very still, helps to still the mind. The chair is comfortable for most people. Now, what about other postures? We can use here. We can use here. You want to bring more warmth and energy to the dantian, the center of our energy? You can place it here. A heart, weak heart, you want to place, this is okay, warm that area. This is an emotional center. You can calm the emotions as well. But this also calms the emotion because it brings it down more. This one brings again to the legs, keeping the legs ready for movement, ready for use. This is usually, unless you have a reason. So why do you see this? Why do you see this? Some this. These have reasons too. We don't use them. This is a symbol for Om. This is the divine will and the ego. Bring them together. We want to connect ourselves, our separate selves with the universe. Oneness. This is a bit more of a expanded, opening palms up or having that conscious Om posture. A little more spiritual reason. This one is also the physical world and the invisible world, which those who meditate know is real, as real. Just we don't see it. So the invisible world over the visible. And then the thumbs together, again, to create oneness, to bring that together. We want to be whole again, not separate from the divine. So again, this is a spiritual posture. Plus, the thumbs touching, just touching, perfect. They're not supposed to collapse in this posture. They're supposed to hold. It helps with another one of the steps of meditation, a focal point. That you maintain your awareness of your body. Just like you don't want to be slouching into your posture half asleep, you have to maintain some consciousness of position. So this also helps that, promotes that. These are postures from India. These arts that we have here originated there through China, and they were developed further. But again, our style, our system, this is how, and this why, as I explained, bring more energy into the legs, help them. What about the cross-legged sitting? When we sit on the floor here before class, it's really for convenience. A lot of people aren't comfortable with that either. That's why if you're going to spend more time, use a cushion. Use a cushion that's good for your body. Those crescent ones are very good because they tilt you, which you want. You want this part to tilt so that the back stays in a more natural position. If your back is bowing out, you're going to get very uncomfortable very quickly. So these little things are going to affect your meditation. You're going to be fighting and struggling with your body before you ever even get to the mind. So here, we can do seiza, kneeling. You try to tilt your cushion so that, again, you allow the body to settle in. Lower back there. Palms can't go here now, in my case, in this position. So I can lay them here, or I can go here. I'm not concerned with this one, because I'm bringing energy to the dantian. You want a reason. Don't just copy people. I'm telling you other people's reasons, but this is not our system. So I'll probably hold here. Relax. Very straight. Sit like a mountain. Use the cushion. You also can go to Lotus, Half Lotus, all those things. But this one, you drop more, some people more comfortable than others. Obviously, some people can sit flat on the floor like this. You sit, you rise. Ideally, this can be on the floor. It can make a three-pointed position between your hips and your knees, and you're very stable. So why don't we generally use this? Not comfortable for Americans. If it's that uncomfortable, how much meditation are you going to do? Plus, we consciously want our legs to have good circulation. So again, this can be considered a more spiritual posture because the focus is on getting the energy rising in this region. We want energy also in the legs as a martial artist, or I like to remind you, as a human being. We need our legs. As we get older, we lose our legs. So the martial artist attitude is really an attitude towards life. That we do our practice in a way that helps us in our life. So we tend to stay away from these postures, unless you're very comfortable with it. But it does shut off the lower body. You won't have the circulation there as much. Why do you take the posture you take? You want to have a reason. That's my point there. So, comfortable position. Hand postures for a reason. Remember that. Three. Okay, now we get into the head. Be passive. Stop this attitude of I can't meditate. It's too hard for me. You're deciding that. You're judging whether you're doing it good or not doing it good. Just do it. Through practicing something, you get better. And this is not the kind of practice that happens overnight, light switch, you're better all of a sudden one day. You have good days and bad days. You're going to have days where you're so stressed you can't even imagine meditating. That's when you need it most. If meditation is a daily habit for you, I don't care what's going on in your life or in the world, you're going to find your time for yourself to unplug from this world. Then you'll be able to deal with this world far greater. That's why if you have a passive attitude, you'll enjoy meditation more. Even though in the beginning, sure, it's a struggle. Physically first, mentally forever. Because even once the body's comfortable, you'll always struggle with your mind. Anyone who tells you meditation is easy, very unlikely is meditating. People say they meditate. They might even be sitting still. And frankly, when I'm testing people, I don't know what's going on in their heads. But if they can stay still, at least there's some discipline there. They're showing that they're able to control themselves. But there are people who have meditated for decades and they say no benefits. How is that possible? There's a profound effect. So when you're sitting and you have a lot of chatter going on, and that's what you consider meditation, well, of course, there's no benefit. We want to be very in tune and aware of what's going on in our minds. How many voices are going on? How much conversation is going on? When we are and when we're not. On number four, focal point. You need a place to concentrate. So you decide on this. It could be the breath. I like to tell people between the point between the eyebrows, gazing. We learn a concentration exercise, visualizing numbers, to help us concentrate first, because you have to be able to concentrate before you can really meditate. My teacher actually said, if you can't go from 500 to zero without losing track, you can't meditate. Those were his words to me. in my class. So I took that very seriously. And through that, it developed what is a very famous practice. It's looking between the eyebrows. He never said that. It happened automatically. It's one of the most amazing things about this system, in my opinion. Things happen naturally just by practicing. If you've been told how to practice properly, a lot of things happen on their own. And that's that gaze came. Then you can watch the breath. You can gaze to the point between the eyebrows and be aware of the inhale and the exhale, the feeling of the inhale and the exhale. When you don't have that awareness of the breath, and the mind goes off over here, you have to catch it. You have to catch it and bring it back and put it back. That is the practice. That is exactly what you're working on. And what happens is you bring it back, it goes off, and you bring it back, and it goes off, and you bring it back, until more and more you stay here. And to repeat, some days better than others. But if you're completely oblivious to what's going on in your mind, you can't do that. You can just fall asleep. Sleeping is not meditation. Comfortable position can be any position. The reason for specific postures is to help keep you alert. You can lie down and meditate. You can lie down and meditate very deeply unless you're tired. If you're too tired, you're going to fall asleep. You won't be able to keep the mind on a point. So that means, if really this is what we're doing, anytime we can do this. Any place we can do this. It doesn't have to be perfect. You master these, you get past that. Beginners need that, as I said earlier. Morning you wake up, you can practice focusing your mind. Early at work, you can sit in your car, focus on your mind. Watch your thoughts. Get a hold. Oh, there it goes, bring it back. Oh, there it goes, bring it back. Problem is when it goes and you forgot and you're all over the place. And then they say, and if we're here in a group, finish. Oh, that was a good meditation. That's what happens. But unless you're tuned into what's really going on, that's what you think. Yeah, you fall asleep when you're tired, you're going to feel great afterwards. Your body needed rest. But after you've slept, there's a good time to meditate. Another thing is breathing. You know, here we teach breathing exercises. Breathing first helps bring the mind, helps calm the mind down, and brings it to the meditative feeling. So then it's easier to meditate. So if you're doing breathing exercises, in our case, cleansing, filling, exercising the lungs, and after those repetition, each time you're getting deeper and deeper, and then you're done with your repetition, now just breathe normally. Do nothing to control it, just allow it to be and stay with it for as long as you can or have time for and practice staying in one place. So I'm working backwards. Before breathing, body, exercise, loosen up. You had a stressful day at work, your mind's all over the place, you're worried about this and mad at that, people cut you off on the road, you're in traffic, you're hungry, all these problems. You need to take care of that a little bit too. If you use your body as a focal point through some exercise, loosen up, do some exercise. The mind will tune into what you're doing, and then sit down and breathe. And then go to meditation. These are the best ways. These are the most productive ways. But it doesn't have to be perfect. If you can't do it perfectly, you don't do it. It doesn't have to be. You know, the best time to meditate and breathe? Half hour before sunrise to about 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Winter time, 10 o'clock is fine. But a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunrise, that time where the sun is rising is when night is changing to day. This is the time that there's the most energy. It's the easier time to meditate. It's quieter. The air is more settled, so there's less pollution. The trees, the balance of the oxygen and the carbon dioxide. This is from people who spend time in nature. They know how it feels, so they pass down this knowledge. This is the best time. So then people can't practice that time for whatever reason, or they don't, so they think they can't practice at all. I've heard that. Oh, I can't practice at that time. Any time. Get to work early, sit in the car, and get your mind in one place. At night, think you can't sleep, lay there, put your mind in one place. At least you can get some meditation in and then sleep. Or wake up, you're well rested. Again, this is nice when you got the perfect time and you can go through the whole procedure. But you don't need a whole procedure. You need this. You need this. And even Dr. Becker had, Dr. Benson said in a follow-up book, again, perfectly in tune with things I've learned, he said faith, I'd say belief, same idea, meaning you have to believe in what you're doing. If you're going to argue with meditation every time you meditate, is this really worth it? Is this good for me? You need to convince yourself intellectually, go ahead. But all that time that you're trying to convince yourself with all the information, which there's plenty out there, books, internet, whatever, you can get really confused too because you get so many different perspectives. But the benefits of meditation are proven through studies. People who meditate are happier, healthier, more connected to others, they're nicer, less stressed. Higher threshold of stress, meaning they can do more, handle more, and still be good. Still be happier and healthier, nicer to people. Imagine that. Benefits are known. You need to build that up, you build it up. But sometimes, just buy in and go. It hasn't been around forever for no reason. These things survive because they're powerful. The problem is we get so much in our own way, and our way of life gets so much in our own way. We think it comes secondary. No, this is primary. You want a good life? You need to know and live from a center point. Then you can have a good life. Let's go to meditation.